Good evening, everyone. It is Monday, November 7th at 7:30 or 8:30 if you didn't turn your clocks back. Jeff. you're listening live to episode 48 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Hey, so we got a new board, Jeff. Finally. I've been talking about this for like a year, and we finally have it.
We're reinvesting into the show.
And now I don't really know how to use it.
Yeah. It's very impressive looking, though. You have to admit,
yeah,
if you walk in,
there's
here.
Dials and stuff. There's a really bright blue light on it. But yeah, so if there's any audio difficulties, that's the reason. That's why we don't have any music, because I haven't quite figured out all the
one step at a time,
yet.
Though.
I know.
This is great. I'm happy that it's actually up and running.
We have a couple mics, so that's all we need to worry about. Hey, so we have another guest live in the studio today. It is Kara from Yelp. And Kara, I don't even know how to pronounce your last name.
It's Lagesson.
Lagesson. Kara Lagesson from Yelp. Thank you so much for coming by. Don't be afraid of the mic. I know, yeah, these new mics are intimidating. We're just learning, like, these are the mics that you have to basically be 2 centimeters away for it to actually pick up. But thank you so much for coming by.
No problem. Thanks for the boozy beverage.
Yes, we're drinking Christmas
ale. Yeah,
ales.
This is my first Christmas ale of the season, I should
Mine
say.
Mine too.
And you're probably 12 deep at this point, right?
I've had a couple, yeah. So yeah,
tastes great.
We've been trying to do like a different beer for each episode. That was Jeff's promise to me. Since I bring over the computer, Jeff's responsible for beer.
Yeah, we did like fall ales, number of fall ales. I think we ran the gambit. We had a pretty good coverage of fall beers. Now it's transitioning.
This is your first one of the season.
First
right?
one of the season, yep.
Kara, you?
First one.
Wow.
And it usually only takes one.
I was at the party when they actually introduced it. It was packed. Like the whole patio was filled up. It was crazy. But I told Jen, I'm like, we have to go. We have to go do this. So it was a good time. Well, Kara, for those out there that don't know, what is tell us about Yelp.
Yelp, I guess the generic kind of slogan we use across the board or way we describe it is it's a website that connects people to great local businesses. And basically what it is you can, you know, anyone, doesn't matter who you are, you don't have to be a food critic or any sort of critic. You can just go online, go to Yelp.com, make an account, and you can basically, you know, review your experiences at great local businesses around town. It's a really cool way to just connect locals with local business and kind of skip over the big box. Stuff.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah.
need that.
I'm a big fan of the Yelp mobile app because whenever I'm out somewhere, I can just say, "Show me what is like near me," and then instantly see all these reviews and stuff. I don't think that I go to a new restaurant without like looking at reviews on Yelp and seeing what people say.
So many people are like that. Yeah, I get a lot of people come up to me and they're like, "I know the app, I just haven't gone on the site yet." And I'm like, "Oh, you got to get on the site too." But yeah, the app is the best travel buddy you could ever have, and then it's even great for just neighborhoods that you're not familiar with in your own city. And since Cleveland is so spread out, it's really great. It's a really great app and a great tool to use even to find like anything locally, yoga, alterations.
See, that's a really great point because I tend to think of Yelp. I'm relatively new with it, but I tend to think of it for restaurants. So that's good to know that it's really anything you could possibly purchase, consume, any external business.
Any and all local business, yep. As long as people are writing about it, you'll find it. And a lot of times, even businesses, no one's writing about.
Yeah.
Especially since, well, Cleveland's a newer market for Yelp. So there are a few businesses out there that haven't even had anyone chime in on them yet. So I'm sure they'd appreciate some feedback.
So how did you get hooked up with working for Yelp?
Oh, Yelp actually found me because I was like Little Miss Social Media Princess here in Cleveland. And I had my own blog and... I was just all over the place networking and doing what I could to just get my name out there and try to find a job. And Yelp found me, and thank God they did, because it's probably the best job ever. I have to admit, I'm really lucky.
Yeah, you get to come on Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Yeah, I get to work in the city I love and do what I love doing, which is basically always been connecting people with local business. So
yeah.
Well, on Yelp, is there a way, do you incentivize people to use it? Is there like a system of, if you have a certain amount of reviews, contributions? I know you have this party coming up Thursday.
Well, we don't really give incentives per se, but we do have a group of Yelpers called the Elite Squad. And basically, these are just the Uber model Yelpers. and they get a badge on their profile. And every month I throw little private parties for them at local businesses, and we get lots of local food and drink and entertainment, and they get to bring a guest with them, and it's so much fun. And it's our way of saying, you know, thank you for using the site and being active and welcoming new members and just being like that model Yelper. It's really cool. And that's our way to kind of thank them for that. But the party coming up is actually the very first Yelper party we've had in Cleveland. It's open to the entire community. So whether you're elite or not, you can bring a guest, and you can come to Yelp's first birthday is how we have it themed.
Now, where does the birthday name come from?
Well, Yelp's logo is sort of a burst. And so instead of birthday, we decided to get cheeky and do birthday.
Okay, cool. So people that want to go, where do you go to sign up?
Well, you have to have a Yelp account to come and RSVP. So if you already have a Yelp account, if you have the mobile app on your phone, chances are you have a Yelp account. You just sign in. Or if you don't have an account, just go to yelp.com/events. And it'll be like the big highlighted event there, Yelp's first birthday. You can go there and click I'm in, and I'll get a special email from you that says you want to come to the party.
And it's at a pretty cool space. It's over in the 78th Street Studios.
Yep, in 78th Street Studios Smart Space. They were gracious enough to host a crazy bunch of Yelpers. And it's I don't know if you guys have been there. It's a beautiful space. It's from the outside, it's a little terrifying. It looks like an old abandoned warehouse. The first time I went there, I was like, am I going to get lured into some sort of creepy thing? But no, it's a beautiful space on the inside. The warehouse is huge. It spans two city blocks. And the event space and all the insides have been renovated. And it houses like a ton of artists and galleries and just really cool creatives. And that's another additive to this party that's going to make it really cool, is that a lot of these galleries are going to be open for people to kind of wander through the catacombs of this old warehouse.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's coming up this Thursday?
This Thursday. There's still time to RSVP. We've got tons of local food vendors, lots of food trucks. We have beer sponsors, wine sponsors, and we have, you know, non-alcoholic beverages. All of this is complimentary. All these free little light bites. We're going to have a big Yelp cake, and we're going to have lots of entertainment, anything from, you know, live caricature to, you know, a DJ to the digital graffiti wall that a lot of people have seen, but he's going to be there too. We've got photo booths and all sorts of face painting, fun birthday themed kind of activities. So it's going to be a really great time. And I did want to mention too that the Cleveland Food Bank will be there collecting non-perishable food items and also monetary donations as well. It's not required, but they'll be there, and the holidays are a really busy season for them. So I thought, if we're enjoying all this free food, what better way to give back to the community than to provide some other folks who might need it for the holiday season, you know?
Very cool. Very cool.
So Yelp is relatively new in Cleveland, you said. For a year in, how do you feel it's caught on in terms of where you hoped it would be?
It's grown over 100% larger. I think 114% growth.
Wow.
So since I've been here, Yelp's been kind of...
It's all because of you, Kara.
Well, Yelp began with like a good core group of people here in Cleveland before I was hired. And just since I was hired, it's grown ridiculously. So we're really, really excited.
I'm surprised how much people spend time actually writing these reviews. Like Jeff was saying, you're not paid or compensated for doing this. So people just, I mean, some of these reviews are like very in-depth and complex. And you look at somebody's profile and they're writing a lot of different reviews.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of it is just that a lot of people are very passionate about their cities and they want other people to know what's good and what's good in their city. And a good way to do that is, you know, everyone's using Yelp, whether it be through travel or just people who use it in their own neighborhoods or other neighborhoods. They just want to share that information. And it's almost like, for some people I've noticed, it's almost like they're a little mini blog. They kind of keep track of everywhere they've been, and it's almost like a little diary of local businesses that they like. Mm-hmm. So it's really neat. Mm-hmm.
and it's free. Because I know there's other sites you have to pay to. Because I know I was looking at some landscaping people a little while back, and my aunt told me some sites to go to. She subscribes to there's some of these pay sites to get reviews on people. But they're getting Yelp is you just go into Yelp, you don't have to pay anything, you can check the gambit. So away, I mean, I think it's definitely the future.
It is. It's free, and you know Yelp, it's big. Yelp's big thing that I think sets it apart, besides the fact that we have such a great community, not only online, but we also get our community together offline. That's a big thing. But another big thing is that these are real people, like real community members that are writing reviews. These aren't spammy, like one-off, you know, messages from someone just trying to be nasty. These are real people, real reviews. So that really sets us apart. And I think people really appreciate that because they can see that these are people in their own community that are contributing content that help them find other things, you know, in their community that maybe they haven't experienced yet.
Well, very cool. So yeah, if you want to go down and be part of Birthday, you can go to yelp.com/events.
Yeah, /events. Or just go to yelp.com. And if you haven't joined yet, you can just do a general search for Cleveland up in the top search bar and it'll take you to the Cleveland homepage. There's a bunch of ways to get there.
And like you said, you were the former or maybe current queen of Cleveland social media.
I don't know if I'm necessarily the queen, but in my eyes, I'm definitely, in Yelp's eyes, I'm kind of like the little mayor of Yelp Cleveland. So
are you still, you're still pretty active on Twitter? Because Jeff has just recently started on Twitter.
Oh, geez. Yeah. No, I'm still pretty active. Not nearly as active as I used to be. But I'm still pretty active on all the social media platforms. I'm not as active with my blog. I actually think it's been taken down just because I haven't been paying attention to it. So I got to get on that again. But
so Jeff, Kara is up to her personal Twitter account.
Oh no,
she's up to 2,251 followers. All right,
I hit 20 a week or two ago.
Not 20,000.
And I was gonna hold a party. I was gonna run out a bar to celebrate that. Just maybe having 20, I should say.
I think that as long as Kara's here, she could probably give you some good tips on how to properly use Twitter. So, for example, see, you haven't been tweeting that much, and I think that's the number one thing. The last tweet that you had was a retweet on October 12th.
Yes, that's fair. That's part of my problem. I'm not very consistent.
Yeah, I think consistency and sharing useful information, and you know, just being transparent, you know, not necessarily like telling everyone if you're, you know, eating a sandwich, but
so I like to get very detailed. Yeah. Like I just finished a yogurt and I'm going to head upstairs and watch a baseball game.
Jeff actually had a picture of his dinner. He did post a picture of his dinner. So yeah. So you're already breaking the rules, Jeff. You're not.
Jeremy told me need to get more specific, like have a thing. I don't have a thing per se.
A theme.
Or a theme, but just to have something consistent that I like. Jeremy, for example, he's into computers.
So you tweet a lot about techie stuff.
I am into computers. And I talk about like Cleveland stuff like you do.
Yeah.
And she actually promoted our show seven hours ago,
did.
Jeff.
I tried to a lot. I didn't know if you guys had a Twitter handle for your actual show or just
we
individual
don't.
Ones.
We don't. We just go by our personal ones right now. Okay. It's hard enough, you know, keeping up with that, especially Gene Parmesan 42 over here. Which is his handle? Actually, Jeff, you lost a follower.
I lost one.
You're down to 19.
I thought the 20 mark would be the rock bottom for me, but apparently it's not. Apparently it's sinking.
Nope, you could still slip. Somebody like accidentally hit follow and they didn't like what they saw.
What have I done?
Forget this. I'm glad I can unfollow people.
Well, we should also thank Cammy Thompson, who's one of the best friends of our
drink.
Show. Yeah. Every time we say the word Cammy, we have to drink because we mentioned her name quite a bit. But I want to thank her for introducing you to us and us to you. That was great. I know she's been a huge fan of Yelp.
Yeah,
huge.
She's one of our elite members. She's a very great contributor and she's helped a lot. You know, she's a good Yelper and a good person. I like hanging out with Cammy.
I feel like she's our radio show's own personal Yelp, the way she...
I know. She's like our own, like our PR department.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. She brought us guests.
She designs the logo, brings us guests. She comes on the show.
Oh, she designed your logo?
Designed the logo,
yep. She did the logo. Her mom's a big fan of the show as well, we're told.
We're big in the Thompson family.
Yes.
Ooh, I have one last little plug to make.
Oh, yeah.
that doesn't necessarily tie into my party.
We got 30 minutes left in the show, Kara. You can plug whatever you want.
Okay, good. Speaking of local, and Yelp is pretty much all things local, this holiday season, starting after Thanksgiving, we are having a Yelp Shops local pledge. I always get tongue-tied with that one. And basically, that's, you can go onto the site and look in our event section and click I'm in and pledge to shop locally this holiday season. And we're going to be doing a lot of fun events around this, like a big party in December. And then I'm going to have some a few shopping crawls planned. So we'll have we'll go into different neighborhoods and you know, walk around and shop the shops and maybe even stop for a few drinks here and there. But it's just going to be a really cool way to encourage people to shop locally this season. We've got tons of shops around Cleveland. There's really no need to go big box anyways. So I think it's a good cause, and it'll just help you get, I think, much better gifts anyways.
Yeah, you always want something a little more unique.
And that's one of the great things about where we are now in Tremont, I think, is one of the greatest things. You'll never see a chain store in the Tremont neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Which really, really helps. You know, and there's so many restaurants here and stores. I've probably been to only half the, I live here and I've only been to probably half the restaurants. I mean, I feel like there's always something new opening up. And the great thing about Tremont is the happy hours. Oh, every place, every bar and restaurant here has a unique happy hour. They're all a little different. They offer something different. It's just, I think, one of the greatest things Cleveland has going for it in terms of the restaurant social scene. And Ohio City, we're going to talk a little later, but Ohio City with this new brewery on West 25th, they're really starting to kind of follow that, maybe not the exact model, but just that type of pattern, I would say. And we'll talk about that a little later.
That's my hood, Ohio
City. Yeah, Ohio City's great. It really
That's
is.
That's where I live. I'm excited. I love Ohio City.
The last 5 years, you wouldn't recognize Ohio City, though, if you came in the last time you were 2006. No. No, even maybe even 2 or 3 years. But it's just amazing, the progress. Even the park now at the corner of 25th and Lorraine, they're redoing that. And I mean, there's just so much development out there in that area.
So you get to go to a lot of different restaurants, bars, that type of thing. What are some of your favorite in the, I know it's hard to narrow down, but in the area?
This is so hard. I'm really bad at picking these. I was just giving one of my Yelpers praise the other day because he has a list that has his top three in there. And I'm like, I cannot narrow down to top threes. But I do love like Lolita and Lola. Those are two places that I always take, you know, colleagues in from out of town to just show them, you know, how our culinary scene kind of got its foothold in this big this big publicity thing we have going on with our restaurants. But I love Greenhouse Tavern, Flying Fig. I love Crop, although I haven't been to the new location yet.
Oh, it's sweet.
I know. And it's in Ohio City. I have no idea what my excuse is.
Yeah, it's such an awesome space because they took this old bank building and like just tall ceilings and murals.
But
and
the size of it, I didn't realize how big it was. I mean, you drive by this thing, it's an enormous space.
Have you gone in?
I've just drove, but just driving by, I was impressed with how big it was.
Yeah, yeah.
No idea.
I've noticed it's a big change for some people who really loved the old smaller space.
Yeah.
That was a little bit more cozy, but I think the response has been good regardless.
Right.
You know, it's a beautiful space and I can't wait to check it out. But yeah, it's definitely huge.
Market Garden, then, that like Jeff was saying, there was a good article in on the front page of the Plain Dealer this morning, or on the internet if you don't read the paper. But yeah, about Sam McNulty helping transform West 25th Street one bar and beer at a time. So this is like a guy that started Barcento, he started Speakeasy and Beer Market, and now he like owns that, you know, block of those places on both sides of the street, and lives in Ohio City as well. So just like these young entrepreneurs coming in and starting places that are really unique and not chainy, and it's awesome to see. And yeah, like you said, that neighborhood, I mean, 5 years ago, I mean, there's so many things down West 25th. There's Johnnyville Slugger, where you can get like custom baseball bats made, and there's, you know, just new shops and stores. Oh yeah, it's great.
It's really cool. I stopped in the other day and talked to the owner. Awesome guy.
A Johnnyville Slugger? You must have been in there for several hours. Then,
oh, yes. He's a talker.
He's a talker.
But he had really good stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. So anyway, well, Kara, thank you very much for stopping by. Now, you are welcome to, I know you have like lots of other Yelp-related things to do, but you're welcome to stick around. We got another 25 minutes left in the show and, you know, some stuff to recap. So we'd love you to stay around and chat with us, or anytime that you got to leave, feel free to just say, bye, guys. I'm taking my Christmas ale and getting out of here.
Well, I don't know if I can take my Christmas ale on the road, so I think finish it.
You still have a good amount to go.
Before we get to the news, Jeremy, we do have to...
The news.
We get a lot of relationship questions, Kara. Mm-hmm. People count on us.
And the problem is we don't have a lot of female guests on the show. Most of our guests tend to be male. And then when there's not guests, obviously, two male hosts. So it's always good to have a female's perspective on some of these questions that we get.
So we got a couple of quick questions here. We'll chime in. We like to get the guests' input, too.
Okay, cool.
Because people really, it's amazing that that's one of the things people write us about. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, that's us.
They always start that way.
And this is from Pat in Twinsburg, Jeremy.
Pat in Twinsburg.
She's a college student. I'm assuming it's a she.
What's the mic?
But we'll get into that a little bit. But she's a college student at Kent State. And she writes that she has a class with one of her math teachers. And she gets the feeling that he would like to go out with her, like to date.
Hmm.
So the question to us was, should I date my teacher? What would you do? A very quick question from Pat in Twinsburg. Jeremy, how do you feel about dating college professors if you're a student?
I think that there's nothing wrong with it. But okay. You might want to wait till after the semester's over. Because otherwise people are going to start talking. They're going to be like, well, you know, the only reason you got that grade that you did was because you're dating the teacher. Like, that doesn't look good. So I think it's okay to date a teacher. But I think most colleges don't allow it.
Well, yeah, this clearly isn't. I mean, but should you? But people do things that, you know, it's more of...
People do things they shouldn't do.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, yeah, technically, yeah, there's no... Yeah, he could get fired. She could probably... I don't know if she would get in trouble, but he would probably get fired.
Yeah,
I don't know
what so probably not a good idea for him.
But
so,
I say, hey, if you have sparks, you have to go for it. That's my take.
Okay.
Kara, how would you weigh in?
Well, I was just going to ask, like, not once in there did I hear that she was attracted to him or whatever. So I was like, well, hopefully if she's asking this question, there is some sort of spark there for her.
We have
too.
To assume there's a spark. That's a great point. Our listeners sometimes are in a hurry when they write questions.
Like, what are her motives behind dating her teacher? Is it for a good grade or is it for, you know, and then on the other hand.
Okay, what if there was a genuine, let's go with the assumption, a genuine spark.
If there's a genuine spark, then I say... go for it. You never know who you're gonna be connected with and who the right person is gonna be for you. And if you pass up on an opportunity like that, you might never know. So
life's too short, Jeff.
Yep, that's what I say. You gotta go for it. Even if you're into the semester.
But okay.
I don't know. I kind of agree with you on the semester thing though, because she could, if things ended badly and she decided that she didn't like him, he could give her a really bad grade.
That's true. And he's not going to, if he loses his job, though, he's not going to be happy about that. I don't think the relationship's going to go well if he loses his job. I think the relationship's pretty much done.
You're saying that would be a stressor.
Yeah, it would be a stressor, as the psychologists say. Yeah.
Okay, now there's another quick question here. I'm going to kind of paraphrase because it was a little choppy the way it was written. But this guy wants to know, this guy is Chip from Brunswick. If you can be friends with a girl for a long time, since they're in high school, and he said he's 28 now, and then begin dating after you've been friends for a long time.
Sure.
I say yes to you. I don't know why he's asking us.
Why is it such a complex? I mean,
you don't care if you're friends with someone for a long time. I mean, can you kind of see that? It might be a strange... Like,
you're saying just... it's worried about messing up the friendship?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. He didn't write it very well.
I think if you both know going into it...
There's a risk.
I think there's
then
a
can you be friends after you're dating? Say it doesn't work out. Can you go back to being friends?
No.
Probably not.
No.
That's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
No.
To do that. But, I mean, you have to make that decision. Is it worth it to ruin that friendship or not, you know? And
that's why they're asking us. And I'm glad they are. I say yes, but I always say yes. I feel
you do. You pretty much go with whatever
they say.
Go like,
for it.
Like, whatever, do it. And then they never write back.
But also, if that's his only friend, I don't know if this guy is very social, then you're risking losing your only friend. So I guess it's in context. I need to know more information.
Why would you assume that's his only friend? I want to date my only friend.
It could be true.
Well, also make sure your motives to do this are good ones, because if this is just someone that you've been friends with forever and you really have nothing else going in the hopper and you're like, okay, well, I guess I know this person well, maybe I'll just settle down and go for this.
Yeah, like there's nothing else that I've found. Why not just go with you?
Yeah, don't settle just because maybe you think you're losing ground somehow of like not being in a relationship or whatever, you've waited around too long. And I'd say, you know, if you don't feel super strongly, like if you don't have that drive to really, really be with that person, obviously there's something wrong there. So it shouldn't be a hard decision to make if you want to be with that person that badly.
Yeah, the don't settle theme, I think, is huge. So I would echo that.
But people make those pacts all the time.
People settle all the time?
Yeah, well, no, people make the pacts. Like, remember Elaine and Kramer?
That's the first thing I thought. Seinfeld? When I got this question, I thought about that episode.
Yeah. So they said, like, if we're 40, you know, or 30 or whatever the age they decide on, and you're single and I'm single, like, let's get married. That's common.
Yeah.
But the pacts are common, but that's later on.
That's true. I don't know about the fulfillment.
Yeah.
I think those pacts are lame. You have to, like, live your life and take chances. You can't have backup plans for everything. Life doesn't work that way.
Well, Chip and Pat, I want to hopefully follow up with us because now I'm curious what's going to happen.
If you have any relationship questions, you can always write to us at hatemail@radioshow.com.
The good thing is we tackled those head on.
Why do you always cut me off when I give the email address? You always do this.
That's because I have a lot to say.
You always cut me off every single time. We talked about this last week.
I know. But the good thing is we hit these things head on, Jeremy. We don't dance around
these questions.
This is
why we get emails like this from Chip, because no one can hear the email address.
Say it one more time.
hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
Thanks again, Chip and Pat, for writing.
Jeez.
Now, Jeremy, let's take it away with the news.
Weekend recaps. Yeah, yeah. Please. So this weekend, finally, speaking of awesome restaurants, finally got a chance to go down to Ginkgo, which actually is in the basement of Dante here, right here in Tremont, right up the street from you, Jeff.
Yes.
From the radio show with Jeff and Jeremy Studios. You never heard of it?
No.
Where Dante? Is it? It's in the basement of Dante.
It's in Dante, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know Ginkgo's. Okay.
It's down the basement. So it is a sushi bar, and both of the chefs in there are from Japan. They are like awesome sushi chefs trained.
Do they speak English?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they speak. It would make it difficult for them.
I don't know how authentic you said they're literally right from.
Well, I mean, they learned the language. Okay. Well, I mean, they speak Japanese and they can speak English.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was called bilingual.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's really cool, and I checked the reviews on Yelp, and it's funny because it lived up exactly to what the reviews said. So the review said, like, the place is awesome, like, awesome decor, like, really cool vibe, some of the best sushi in the city. The two chefs from Japan, very cool as well. One of the not cool things is that the staff isn't the best wait staff in the world.
Oh, okay.
And I went there, and it was that's what it was. I didn't tell Jen, like, that's what the review said, and she said, you know, some of these people, like, they just kind of weren't on their game, like, for being such a nice place, it wasn't cheap, and it was just kind of like that was the one thing that was off.
Yeah.
But I would still go back. I mean, it was very, very awesome sushi.
Do you think it was because they're new still?
It could be, but because, like, some. Okay, so here's what happened. So we get there, and it's most of the seats are around the bar. It's not a very big place. It's like a horseshoe shaped bar, and they seat us at the bar, which is fine. That's what we wanted to do anyway. We were just there for a happy hour, you know, quick in, quick out kind of thing. So so she seats us at the bar, and then, like, 5 minutes later, she had to move us because to our left there was three open seats, and she said in case a party of four came in, they didn't want to separate the party, so their policy is to not have, like, an odd number of seats between people, so they asked us to move down, which was fine. So then there was four seats on the left, but then there was one empty seat next to me before the couple next to me. So there was still an off number of seats, which was kind of weird. And then they brought the wine list, like, 10 minutes after we had already been there and already had drinks. Like, then she's like, oh, yeah, and we have a wine list, too. Like, okay.
Would have been good to know that a little earlier, probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then they brought out the sushi and looked awesome. But, you know, sushi comes on that big plate and no side plates or anything. Like, just, like, weird things
little
like
things.
That.
But it sounds like a newer place. Maybe in about a month you may see a difference in some of that stuff.
It could be, yes.
I think it does take a new restaurant a little bit of time to kind of weed out servers that kind of aren't getting what they're trying to do. And I always try to take that into consideration when I review new restaurants. I mean, in general, I'm more of like a silver lining kind of girl. And so I do tend to make some excuses for people sometimes. But I think as a general rule for new restaurants that they do need to weed some people out. I mean, you never know when you hire those first group of people.
Yeah.
You never know.
I am a dark cloud kind of guy.
Yeah, he's very negative. Yeah. Always half empty.
Always looking for the worst. Yeah. The worst.
The worst in everyone.
Is that Is that a Cleveland thing? Or
probably.
Is that, I think it is.
I'd like to get more into this, actually. Can we put the other stuff aside for a couple minutes? Why is that, Jeremy?
Tell me
why
about,
so glum?
Tell me about your childhood. No, yeah, you know, that's an interesting point that a lot of people that are born and raised in Cleveland do seem to have that overall naive thing.
Oh, yeah.
But we are fighting that.
Yes.
We are.
One episode at a time.
Well, I'm fighting that personally, too. I see it a lot.
But now we're coming together to fight it together to create a
positive.
I got nothing going on.
Positive. Something positive.
Anyway, so Ginkgo, it's good. It's worth checking out. And good point. You know, when they first open up a new restaurant, you have to hire a bunch of people at once. You got to let in some bad apples, maybe, just to be able to have somebody to serve water at the tables.
Quick question, though. What was your favorite thing you had?
You know, they had a, it was the, I cannot remember. I just had one roll. It was like their specialty roll. I think it was called the Ginkgo roll. So it had, instead of like, instead of the typical seaweed on the outside, it had like a clearer, it was like a, it was like the white outside coating.
Maybe rice?
Like a rice paper? But it was like a little bit thicker. But they had salmon in there. They had roe. They had roe on top of each like piece of sushi, and each roe was like a different color. So it was like really bright colored fish eggs. It was good.
In terms of sushi, what would you say the top sushi places you like in Cleveland? Because
I really like Sapporo Sushi on East 6th, but that is not, like, they don't have a liquor license. That's mostly like a work, a lunch kind of place.
Yeah, I heard that.
And that place is awesome, but there's like, it's like a one couple that works there. So it is so slow. Like it's good. It's worth it, but it's so slow. So if you're trying to go in there for like a work lunch, you're never going to get out of there, you know? So that's really slow. I also like Pacific East is really good.
Yeah.
That's Coventry?
Yeah, there's one in Coventry. Yeah. I think there's one in Eaton and Woodmere as well.
Oh, okay.
Is there now? I heard one of their locations closed, but that could have just been a rumor. Not sure.
It might have been, I don't know. It might have been one of those.
So you like the fish eggs, huh?
I do like the fish eggs.
I'm really picky about sushi. I'm just like, in my adult life, I just started liking seafood. Yeah. And
well, not a lot of like 5-year-olds are eating sushi.
No, but I grew up in the same way. We never had seafood through high school. Yeah. Never, ever had it.
I never did either. And like, as soon as I started eating it, then I started to really like certain kinds of fish. But I'm still really picky about certain things, like, you know, calamari with like the tentacles. I can't do that. And fish eggs, can't do that. And I can't do any kind of salmon. And I've tried. I'm a trier. Like, I will try everything at least once. I've tried salmon at every nice restaurant you could possibly have it. I just don't like it.
Now, what kind of fish do you like?
I like tuna a lot. I like lighter fish. I like sea bass and kind of lighter.
But salmon, no, doesn't work
salmon?
For you?
I don't know what it is. Huh. I don't know. It's so weird. It's just very fishy to me.
Huh. Jeff, you don't like sushi at all.
Well, I was going to say, I grew up with every other meal we had chicken or meatloaf.
Oh, jeez.
Every other day.
Sometimes chicken and meatloaf.
Yeah, once in a while, then we combine them.
Maybe
on a holiday.
A chicken meatloaf?
Chicken meatloaf.
Chicken meatloaf. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So that's really my base, and that was for 20 years. It got me to that point, though. And then after that, I started having a little bit of salmon, and I don't get into sushi too much. I've just sort of tried it here and there, but I do love tuna and salmon, and I eat that quite a bit. Just because I just get bored of, like, eating the same things. It was more of I had to try something else to mix it up.
Just chicken and meatloaf, night after night.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. We all grew up fine.
Chicken and meatloaf. All right. So then also then Saturday went to Happy Dog, and after that went to see Tom Segura at the Improv, which he was hilarious. It was one of those things. Sometimes you go to a comedy show to see a specific comedian, and other times you're just like, I want to go to a comedy show. Who's ever there is fine, and that's what this night was. And ended up being really funny. He kind of looked like Zach Galifianakis, and so I kind of thought of that as I was. And he was one of those guys where he didn't really have like specific jokes with punchlines, but he was more of a storyteller, and it was just the way that he would tell these things, and he was hilarious. So, very good.
I love those kind of comedians. I agree. It's a nice change. Instead of like the punchline all the time, the stories are written. Those are nice.
Yep. What about you, Jeff? How was your weekend?
Vegas, Jeremy.
Vegas.
And Kara. Vegas last weekend. I got back late last night. It was unbelievable. It was great.
And
that's all I can say.
Like the saying goes, what happens in Vegas stays
in Vegas. Now, a lot of wives and friends and girlfriends, I know, listen to the show. We had a great time, my friends, high school friends and I. So we're not going to get into anything specific. We want to keep the mystery out there a little bit.
Church.
But I will, church, services. We went to services. Yeah,
services were good.
I will say this, though. We went to this awesome, we stayed at the Hard Rock Cafe. Have you been to Vegas, Kara? You ever go out there?
I was in Vegas once, and it was when I had just turned 21, and I didn't have like the greatest experience there, but yeah. I did walk into the Hard Rock, and it was really cool.
Oh, it's a great place to stay, and they've expanded it. They've actually doubled the size of it. We love it there. We found this bar in Hard Rock that's kind of like in the back. It's new. We go every year, every November. My high school friends and I go, a new bar, and they had this deal, $20 for a wristband. We got there at about 10 in the morning because college football starts, you know, earlier out there. And as long as there's a football game on, so from 10 in the morning till about 11 o'clock at night, $20 gets you all you can drink.
What?
It was unbelievable. But it's got the only catch was it's either Shock Top, Bud, or Bud Light. But any of those three. So we had a table with our own TV, and that was home base for about 14 hours approximately.
Oh my gosh.
And we did a nonstop. Now, it wasn't like we were like, it was just a constant stream of steady drinking. But so it wasn't like we were falling over, but we clearly weren't sober. It was like just a steady stream. We were constantly had a beer waiting for us. Does that make sense? So every time she saw it was empty, she would just come up and automatically refill it. She knew what we were drinking. She figured we were there so much. And we just had a constant beer waiting for us all day. We figure we got a good deal, I think. I think we got a good deal on it.
Did you go with the Shock Top?
I went Shock Top. Yeah. I'm not a huge Bud guy, Bud Light, but I love Shock Top. I was kind of surprised. I was one of the choices. It didn't really fit in, I thought. But that was great. So
it
that
kind
was
of a random.
Yeah, it is for like Bud Light or Shock Top.
Let's just toss in this random option.
So I was like, this sounds great. It was the same price and incredible value for $20. That's the best $20 dream I've ever invested.
Yeah.
It's still paying dividends. I mean, that day was unbelievable.
Still paying dividends. I still feel great. You're still drunk right now.
There's still a slight buzz.
Now, the question is, how did you feel the next morning after having that constant
We all had our stories about, like, even just, like, when you would get up after, like, that night. We ended about, you know, 3 in the morning. And after that steady, you know, 16 hours at that point, we would get up and you'd just be a little dizzy. So I was like, we were just holding rails a little bit more. Like, you'd get lightheaded much easier than you normally would. You'd, like, hop up and you'd just sit down. It wasn't like we were like, no one was throwing up or sick, but it was just I've never been like that in my life, like that constant, slow but steady drinking.
Huh.
So that gives you a little feel. And then things kind of happen from there, but I'm back, and it was a great weekend. It's an annual trip.
No jackpot?
No jackpot, but I was like, kind of like even all weekend, up, down, but everything, like I bet on NFL in college. I always ended up like up 20 or down 20, but I would be betting like a lot of money. But it would always work out where I kind of walked out of there like very even. But for the amount that I gambled, it was an incredible run. Huh. A lot of highs and lows, though. A lot of highs. The highs were great. The lows were tough, but I ended out just in the middle.
Very much like life.
It is. It's a microcosm of life.
Kara, I'm kind of curious that you said Vegas, you had a bad experience in your 21st birthday.
It wasn't bad, per se. Like, first of all, I didn't go for my 21st. I went like a few months afterwards. It was my, it was the first spring break I had in college where I was 21. And so I went with, mostly guy friends.
Yeah.
And it,
and I'm they all just wanted to drink Shock Top for 14 hours at a sports bar.
Well, see, yeah, I'm not a really big gambler.
Yeah.
And so, there's nothing wrong with gambling, but I don't really like it. I don't know why. I have no idea why. I just don't. And so there really wasn't much for me to do besides just drink all day. And that's great. But like, I kind of wanted to lay out in the sun and explore and maybe even like get off the strip.
See, now that's funny.
Like local spots.
I didn't go outside for 20 hours at one point.
Oh my God.
So we have different expectations.
So typical Yelp queen over here would have liked to see some of the spots where the locals go, but I didn't, and it wasn't terrible. I just spent a lot of money and it kind of wasn't worth it in the end. You know, one of those trips you come back and you're like, I probably wouldn't do that again.
Yeah Vegas can sometimes be like that. Sometimes you go, the trick is you the right amount of time.
That's
like,
exactly right. We've done this now. I've been there 20 times probably, and we figured out that you need to go get there Friday right around 4 or 5 because you obviously get the time. You can leave here around 3 or 4, get there at 4 or 5 Vegas time. And it's Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, and then get out of there like mid-Sunday because we've stayed till Monday and it gets really depressing that third night. You're exhausted. You're out of money. And while the story I've told before, which is my favorite, so I think Jeremy's heard this, but a while ago, one of our first trips, we had gambled, five of us, you know, a lot of money between the five of us for a whole weekend. It's Sunday night, and we're in the room, and we're arguing about whether to order a $6 movie, and we probably all gambled $5,000 over the weekend. But it came to the point where Sunday night, we're all arguing over ordering a $5 movie in the hotel when we were dropping much bigger amounts of change regularly throughout the weekend. So that's my story. If I got out of there Saturday, Sunday afternoon, couldn't wait to get back, and I've learned. That's the way. Two nights, 2 days, in and out. That's perfect Vegas, I feel.
Yeah.
A week, you want to get out of there badly.
All right. Well, anyway, that's the weekend recap.
Yeah, how do you transition that?
Well, so other stuff going on this upcoming weekend. We have the Spark City Hop has been rescheduled for Saturday.
I remember we complained that was canceled.
There was some controversy because the Downtown Cleveland Alliance, head of Downtown Cleveland Alliance, actually had canceled this weeks ago because of the weather, is what he said. But a lot of people were upset because later on in the day, it was clear. There wasn't any problem with the weather, and people were like, this still could have gone on, and a lot of businesses were relying on the people because these trolleys bring all these people, and they were relying on this business, and it was taken away from them. So they've rescheduled it for this coming up up Saturday. Got too many windows open. So it's the 9th annual one from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. this coming Saturday, downtown Cleveland, and then in various neighborhoods. So you can go downtown and get a trolley that'll take you to Asiatown, Campus District, Warehouse District, Gateway, Midtown, Ohio City, St. Clair Superior, and even here in Tremont. So the trolley tours are available. There's trolley tours available for free. This is all free. You can go to downtowncleveland.com/SparksCityHop. And that's Sparks with an X, the common spelling of Sparks. Sparks City Hop. downtowncleveland.com/SparksCityHop.
And also second Friday of the month, Tremont Art Walk night.
I was just reading this. So, you know, cleveland.com, their blog has... When you know you read about the event, and then you scroll down, and there's sponsored links, and they have like MSN, you know, paid links, and one of the sponsored links was Holocaust tour, which seemed like a horrible match to the rest of the stuff
bizarre.
That was going on.
Yeah, that's a little
and
bizarre.
After going to Spark City Hop, check out the Holocaust tour. very strange. When contextual advertising goes bad. Anyway,
so yeah, but Friday night, Tremont Art Walk this Friday.
Oh, this coming Friday night, yeah.
Yes.
I haven't been to one of those in a while.
One of the, they're great. They're great. And it's huge. It gets to the point where you can't even find a space to park. I mean, the neighborhood, I mean, it's unbelievably crowded. I mean, that goes through the winter. These things happen, good weather, bad weather. It's really great. You should try it.
And the weather's been pretty good. I mean, for fall, sometimes we have some really bad falls, rainy, cold.
I've been
pretty happy.
Yeah.
I'm impressed, Mother Nature, not torturing us nearly as badly as you normally do.
Nice work, Mom Nature. My sister's actually coming in town from, where does she live? Colorado this weekend.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going out Friday night. I think we'll probably be down here finally. Are you going to go to the art walk then?
Yeah, I'll be around. Let me know.
Kara? You gonna be around?
I went. What is it? 2 weekends ago.
Okay.
Not 2 weekends ago. A month ago, I went, and I don't know. Maybe I might need a little unwind after the open party. Might be.
That's
nice.
True. That's true. You got the party on Thursday.
Where do you guys usually go?
You know, I like starting it off classy and then kind of slumming it up as the night goes along.
I prefer the opposite.
Really?
Yes.
You like to slum in the beginning and then go fancy. So starting off at somewhere like, I don't know, like if you can get dinner at Lago or Parallax or something, but by the end of the night, you're playing shuffleboard at Hotz. I think that's a good night.
I love it.
It's a good evening.
I love Hotz. I don't go there nearly as much as I should.
Yeah. Yeah.
That goes for a lot of places around town. I feel like I've become more of a hermit in my old age, as funny as that is, but being like
your
a
old
Yelp
age.
Community manager.
She's 67 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
26,
her voice is very deceiving.
Yeah.
26 going on 67. I know. I always, no matter, even though it's like a different kind of segment of Tremont, I always end up somehow at Velvet Tango Room. That is my spot.
See, we've talked about this. I would love that to be my home bar, but I'm worried about if that was my home bar, like the bar I end up at, I would spend so much money.
Yeah, I'd love that for that to be my home bar, but I don't make enough money. They must be paying really well over at Yelp.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, honestly, for me, it's more about like sipping a drink and really enjoying it rather than like slinging, you know, cheap calorie filled beverages.
Oh, see, that's we like to get drunk. We don't social drink.
No, I do. You get drunk there, but yeah. it's
a less amount. Two or three drinks there are probably higher end.
Exactly.
And
it's just such a wonderful experience.
It is.
The music, the atmosphere, and the pickles. Have you had a Bloody Mary there? Oh my gosh. It's like the best thing ever. I don't know if you guys like Bloody Marys or not.
I love Bloody Marys.
The best Bloody Mary.
Just very picky.
Best Bloody Mary of my life. And the best pickles. Like, they actually sell these pickles there, and I go and say hi, and I'm like, can I leave with the $10 jar of pickles?
So this isn't like a fried pickle. This is just like a regular.
They use McClure's pickles. I think they're from Brooklyn and also from Detroit. I'm not sure, but I did some research at some point because I actually considered ordering a case of these. That's how much I love them. Wow. I eat an entire jar in one sitting. And they have like the regular kosher dill, and then they have the spicy ones. And if you love spicy food and pickles, this is like heaven. It is amazing. But there are so many good drinks there. And I don't know. That's like my favorite place in the world. I love El Tango Room. And every time I take my colleagues in from out of town, I take them there and they have the best experience ever. They're like, wow, Cleveland is awesome.
It is a good place to show off to people. Kara, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's 8:15, so that wraps up the show.
I do want to say this, Jeremy, since we're going to be off next week.
Yes.
Cleveland State basketball starts this week, and there is no other alternative, you know, with the Cavs being on strike. They start the season against the 7th best team in the country. What a great start. What a great test on national television Sunday, 2 o'clock, ESPNU, Cleveland State, Vanderbilt.
And we're not on next Monday because of Jeff.
Yes.
And his travels.
All on me.
I could be a guest host.
See?
Actually, I like this.
Jeff, you're going to get phased out.
I come back, a radio show with Jeremy and Kara.
Well, you're like, I feel like
I what?
Every like two-man show, radio show needs like a sidekick.
That is true.
It does. She needs to level the playing field. So, Kara, we will definitely have you back on the show.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. Thank you so much
for
having me.
Thanks
for
coming in.
Go to yelp.com/events to RSVP for the birthday, which is coming up on Thursday. You must RSVP or Kara will not let you in.
Truth.
And Jeff and I will be there. Look for that. Jeff, I need a ride to there, by the way.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So we will be back in, 2 weeks. But you can catch all our past episodes at radioshowonline.com. Email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
We'll solve your relationship problems.
See, he even cut me off right there. Even he tried to not.
I can't help
off.
It. It's like Pavlovian. Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
Okay. Anyway. We're done. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.